Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the great cocaine bag mystery continues and deepens in the White House. There's actually all kinds of satirical photographs that have been posted on social media showing President Biden with a whole pile of white powder on his desk. Is this justified? Is this going to be finally the scandal that brings down the Biden administration? It seems unlikely, but we will get to that. We will also get to a new report by Roy Teixeira, who used to be a partisan Democrat. He is a Latino commentator who co-wrote a book with John Judas at one point about the coming Democratic majority. And one of his arguments in the book was that with more and more Hispanics in America, the Republicans were doomed. The Democrats were going to run everything. Now he has a piece in the Washington Post saying there's no question. The Democrats are in trouble with Hispanic voters. And if a Democratic candidate runs for president, it's going to be a very, very big handicap for him and very tough for him to win that 70-80% of the Hispanic vote that they've been getting traditionally. Why the change? We will talk about that with one of the leading Latino voices in the United States, Ruben Navarrete, a great friend of this show. We will be talking about that coming up. We'll also be talking about the various candidates on the stump, some doing very well, others not so much. And meanwhile, Kamala Harris, speaking about not doing so well. First of all, there's a remarkable aspect about this concerning the bag of cocaine that was found in the White House. MSNBC reports that the White House is now claiming the cocaine was found in a much more secure place near the Situation Room and next to where, for example, the vice president's vehicle is parked. What does that mean? Well, maybe it helps to explain why she gives answers like this that are so demonstrable concerning her ability to express herself and in a persuasive and memorable way. This is Kamala Harris explaining culture, which is, quote, a reflection of our moment and our time. But she does better than that. Listen, clip one.
Well, I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
Can you imagine having to listen to that for 8 years? Because if she ends up becoming president, I mean, of course she is going to want to get a second term. It's just nonsense. It doesn't add up. And then there's story time to go back to the story, which I think she's done an even better job of explaining, the story about the frogs and the pots. Here is our beloved Vice President, Kamala Harris. Clip two.
And I would also ask this of all the friends and the sisterhood here. You know that thing about the frogs and the pots? Okay, so here it goes. There's two pots of water, and there's two frogs. In one pot of water, you put the frog in, and you slowly turn up the heat. And that frog's kind of like, oh, it's getting kind of warm in here. And then the heat keeps going up to boiling, and that frog perishes. In the other pot, you turn up the heat up on high, get that water boiling, you put the frog in it, he's going to jump out. Let's not be that first frog. Let's not be that first frog.
No.
So let's jump out of the hot water now. In what regard is she talking? It seems deeply, deeply unclear. There's also a piece and a number of pieces that appear today, including my own piece in Newsweek, which I urge you to read. We should link to it at our website at michaelmedved.com. There's a great deal more talk about the need for a third party. There's a piece by Karl Rove in the Wall Street Journal under the headline, Throw the Grumpy Old Men Out, talking about the grumpy old men, the 80-year-old Joe Biden and the 77-year-old Donald J. Trump. And let's replace them by some other candidates who might actually generate some enthusiasm in this country. There's another piece by a political scientist named Drutman who says what we really need is not new candidates. We need a new political party. And what would that new political party mean? We will get to that very directly. There is also a dark horse candidate for president who is arguably the most powerful person in corporate America. And we're talking about Jamie Dimon, who is the CEO of Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. He spoke about American exceptionalism at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. And one thing you've got to admit is he was a lot more impressive and lucid than Kamala Harris speaking on anything. Here is Jamie Dimon, clip 16.
America has the best hand ever dealt of any country on this planet today, ever. Okay? And Americans don't fully appreciate what I'm about to say. We have peaceful, wonderful neighbors in Canada and Mexico. We've got the biggest military barriers ever built called the Atlantic and the Pacific. We have all the food, water, and energy we will ever need. Okay? We have the best military on the planet, and we will for as long as we have the best economy. And if you're a liberal, listen closely to me in that one, okay? Because the Chinese would love to have our economy. We have the best universities on the planet. They're great ones elsewhere, but these are the best. We still educate, most of the kids who start businesses around the world. We have a rule of law, which is exceptional. If you don't believe me, and we talk about Britain, Brazil, Russia, India, Venezuela, Argentina, China, India. Believe me, it's not quite there. We have a magnificent work ethic. We have innovation from the core of our bones. You can ask anyone in this room, what can you do to be more productive? Ask your assistants, factory floors, we do it. It's not just the Steve Jobs, it's the broad depth. We're the widest and deepest financial markets the world's ever seen. Okay? And I just made a list of these things, and maybe I missed something. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. And we have it today. Yes, we have problems. But, when I hear people down, if you travel around the world, get an airplane, travel around the world and go to all these other countries and tell me what you think.
Okay, this is profound and it's important. And why is it that people assume that you're not going to win political support by telling the truth to people about how great things are in America? As he said, we've been dealt a very lucky hand. I mean, the fact that I was born in this country, my mother wasn't, but I was. I was born in the United States. That's the golden ticket. That's it. To be an American citizen, there's also a debate about the citizenship exam. They are going to be changing some of the questions on the citizenship exam, but there's some opposition to that because there's a feeling that it would be making it too difficult for people who are language impaired. So what are some of those questions that people need to prepare for to pass and become an American citizen, naturalized? We will get to that and to much more, all coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Say.
The Michael Medved Show.
We're not having that. We're not playing that. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Michael Medved Show, column today by Karl Rove, who was the guru, the Svengali, the leader behind the scenes for the two successful Bush for President campaigns in 2000 and 2004. 2004 is the last time since 1988 that a Republican candidate for president has won a majority of the popular vote. Isn't that amazing? That was George W. Bush running for re-election and who got over 51% of the popular vote. In any event, Karl Rove writes in the Wall Street Journal today, and I think it's an important column, the 2024 presidential race is shaping up as the race few people really want. Neither the octogenarian Democratic incumbent nor the near-octogenarian Republican frontrunner is popular. The June 13th Economist YouGov poll found that only 33% of voters want Donald Trump to even run for president, and 26% want Joe Biden to run for president. Strong majorities, 56% and 59% respectively, would prefer they stay out. In other words, you have 56% of the country saying, please, President Trump, don't run for president, and 59% saying, please, Joe Biden, don't run for president. Well, what is that about? How do you overcome that public reluctance to support either of these two guys? 38% have positive views of Mr. Biden, while 48% give him a negative rating, with 38% very negative. Mr. Trump is even worse. Mr. Trump is 34% positive, that's one-third of the country, to 53% negative, with 44% very negative. 38% very negative for Biden, 44% very negative for Trump. And these polls may also reveal a desire, writes Karl Rove, for a generational shift. Americans may think we can do better for president than two men who'll be a combined 160 years old by the time we vote on them next year. And then he goes off to talk historically about generational domination of the presidency. I mean, right now we're in a period where baby boomers or near baby boomers are dominating everything and have been for a long time. I mean, if you talk about high school class, Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton were in the same high school class. People nominated for president were the class of 65 or the class of 64 in high school almost entirely. And then he talks about the Civil War era, where quite naturally, with the great majority of American men who were eligible serving in combat in the Civil War, we have a whole string of presidents who were Civil War officers, or in the one case, Grover Cleveland, who is one guy in all history who has done what President Trump is trying to do, which is to lose a presidential race and then come back and win the next presidential race. Cleveland had hired a replacement, which was legal at that time. You could, if you were busy at home and you were supporting your family, if you had enough money, you could pay a replacement. When it came to something like $300, and someone would go to the front in your place. It may be time for another generational shift, writes Karl Rove. It's within the power of the people to bring about. Voters, not party bosses, will decide both parties' nominees. The Republican contest already features leaders much younger than Mr. Trump. They include Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 44, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 51, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, 57, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, 60, which makes him 17 years younger than Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, 64, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who's 66. Potential Democratic contenders, some of them well-known, others not, are decades younger than Mr. Biden. Among them are Governors Phil Murphy of New Jersey, 65, Gavin Newsom of California, who's 55, Jared Polis of Colorado, who's 48, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, who's 58, and Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, who's 51. There are also Vice President Kamala Harris, heaven help us, 58, and Senators Cory Booker of New Jersey, 54, and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, 63. as well as Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, who's 52, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who's 41, and Infrastructure's are Mitch Landrieu at 62. Now, Pete Buttigieg or Mitch Landrieu running for president at this point, I think very unlikely, because they are younger. They have time to wait, but it won't happen this time. Karl Rove goes on and says, for now, most Republican and Democratic primary voters lean heavily toward Messrs. Trump and Biden. But a rematch between these two old men would be nastier and uglier than it was in 2020. Turnout could even drop because so many voters are turned off. Our nation is deeply divided and angry. It faces tremendous challenges at home and real dangers abroad. These are best confronted by energetic new leadership. Whichever party figures this out will have the upper hand next year. I think he's probably right. And right now, without an incumbent president, I think the Republicans have a better chance of figuring it out and taking action. And meanwhile, the White House is trying to take action on the mysterious bag of cocaine. Here's a quick report from MSNBC, clip 11.
Changes where this was found. It was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place, limited access place, than that West Wing reception area. It's still a publicly frequently trafficked place, but it's down near the Situation Room, right off West Executive, down below. And normal people, just average people, just can't get in there, even with the entry from the Northwest Gate.
Well, let me bring you up to date with the reporting that I have. What we have learned is that there are, in fact, two West Wing entrances. You know that, I know that, but for the benefit of our audience. And now the investigation has progressed, and so they're saying the West Executive entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room and closer to the Navy Mess, where there's the facilities for food and so forth. It is also next to West Executive Drive. That's where, for example, the Vice President's vehicle is parked.
Okay, the Vice President's vehicle. There's more. We will bring you more. We'll also talk about a new milestone in terms of polling for Joe Biden, something that he will welcome. Well, we'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVed and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
The Michael MedVed Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New numbers released by ADP Thursday show the private sector added just under 500,000 jobs in June. That's more than double what analysts predicted and marked the biggest monthly jump since July of last year. The higher-than-expected jumps also comes ahead of the Fed Reserve weighing on whether they'll increase interest rates again after hitting the pause on rate hikes last month. The Department of Labor also set to release their jobs numbers for June tomorrow. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Beijing today on a mission to find common ground for the United States. Her visit comes amid tensions simmering that have prompted both sides to reconsider the deep commercial and investment ties that have defined the relationship for decades. President Biden has been downplaying the Chinese spy balloon shot down by U.S. fighter jets in February. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, one of the things about the cocaine in the White House scandal is that Hunter Biden was not in the White House and had not visited the White House at the time that this cocaine appeared. He was in Camp David, which, by the way, would have been a much more sensible place to bring his cocaine. There's no sensible place to bring cocaine. But Camp David is a presidential retreat. It was originally set up by President Eisenhower. It was named after his grandson, David Eisenhower, who ended up in one of the all-time great Republican weddings of the century in getting married, the president's grandson, to President Nixon's daughter. And but that's a different story. Neither of them had any involvement with cocaine or bags of mysterious white powder or anything of the kind. The point being that Hunter Biden was, I believe, with his wife Melissa and his child, who they call Bo. He was with President Trump and Dr. Biden, the First Lady, in Camp David, which is a very scenic, a gorgeous place in the Catoctin Mountains of Maryland. And I know most people don't realize they have mountains in Maryland. These are not mountains like the Sierras or the Cascades, but they're very scenic. In any event, the question about the cocaine in the White House is really related to a problem that was a very big part of the Jimmy Carter presidency. And this is appropriate because, as I was mentioning to you before, there's a new milestone for President Biden, not a milestone he welcomes. According to the average of polling in 538, which analyzes these things very carefully, the Joe Biden approval rating is now the lowest that anyone has had since Jimmy Carter at this stage in his term. What does this have to do with cocaine? There was a marijuana scandal involving Hamilton Jordan, who was the president's chief of staff. And a number of people who didn't like Hamilton Jordan, may he rest in peace, calls him Hamilton or Hannibal Jerkin. He got into a great deal of trouble. At one point, he made a comment at a state dinner about the breasts of the First Lady of Egypt. He said, boy, those are like the two twin pyramids of the Nile, right? Which, you know, you just don't do that at a... But in any event, the use of marijuana, or the reported use of marijuana, I think it's admitted use of marijuana, while he was a chief of staff to the President of the United States, didn't go well. Now, it's very hard to imagine any of these fairly straight-laced Biden staffers using blow, using snow. And an MSNBC reporter says it may be impossible to find out who actually brought this cocaine to the White House. Because, well, he explains. Listen, clip 14.
Yeah, Ron, Kelly O'Donnell reports that it's possible that we might not even get to learn who actually brought this small bag he is. So I'm sure that's a sigh of relief to whoever sort of made the boneheaded move of bringing a bag of cocaine to the White House. But because this was in a, you know, not an area that, you know, is highly trafficked, but not wasn't necessarily covered by cameras all that well, you know, it's an area that a decent amount of people had access to. It just makes that investigation a little bit difficult. So, you know, this could all end without, you know, necessarily anyone being named as the person who was responsible for bringing that bag of cocaine to the White House.
Okay, though the fact that it is not a heavily trafficked area, as it was originally reported, in fact, here's a flashback to a comment yesterday by Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman, about where the cocaine was found. What she was saying was simply not true, as it turns out. This is clip 12.
Clarify for us where exactly inside the West Wing the substance was discovered.
I'm not going to get into specifics. All I can say is when people visit the West Wing, there is the area of the West Wing where it is highly traveled, and that is what happens. People come through this particular area, it's highly traveled. I'm just not going to get into specifics. I'm not going to get into not going to get ahead of the Secret Service, and so I'll let them speak to that.
There are a couple of primary entrances into the West Wing. There's the one with which we're all familiar, right outside the driveway where the Marine stands when the President's in the West Wing. And there's another entrance off West Executive Avenue. Can you explain which entrance we're talking
about? I'm going to let the Secret Service speak to that.
Can you explain why you can't explain it? I mean, you described it as a heavily traveled area.
That's what the Secret... I'm just saying what the Secret Service said. We got this from the Secret Service, so I'm sharing a little bit more with you from here. But again, it's under their purview. It's under investigation. They will have more specifics down the road as they are looking into this. We are confident that they will get to the bottom of this, and so I'm just going to leave it to them.
Okay, the one thing that I hope is that, yes, it's laughable and it's appalling, but that somehow this doesn't regularize or normalize cocaine usage. Cocaine usage is profoundly dangerous and damaging. And, of course, particularly in today's world where it's linked so frequently to methamphetamines and to fentanyl and to other even more dangerous so-called recreational drugs. There's a mid-level Biden staffer whose name is Andrew Bates. He was aboard Air Force One. And he also spoke about the cocaine found at the White House and responded to a reporter who wanted to know, quite logically, what's going to happen next. Listen, this is clip 9.
One more on the cocaine. I understand the Secret Service is conducting an investigation. If the Secret Service is able to determine the individual responsible, will the Secret Service and will the White House commit to transparency in this and making that information public?
I'm going to defer to the Secret Service professionals who are carrying this out. I'm just not going to engage on hypotheticals about it. I would suggest you contact them for anything more.
You know, this is one of those things where Joe Biden missed an opportunity to actually be presidential and decisive and to be very clear that once we find out who brought the cocaine into the White House, that person will be terminated. Because That is actually somebody who... So what happens if it's Kamala Harris? her too. Boy, that would solve a bunch of problems all at once, wouldn't it? I mean, she is not an ideal running mate. By the way, do I think that President Biden would have the guts to ask for her resignation if it turns out she was bringing in cocaine into the White House? Yeah, I think it's highly appropriate. If it was his son, but it doesn't appear that it was his son because his son wasn't there. Mike Pence is not suspected. He was asked about it yesterday, and given the fact that he had once been vice president, he had once been a regular at that White House, here is what the former vice president had to say on this very sensitive subject. Listen.
Did you hear his radio show this morning? And he said, if this had happened in your old White House, what do you think the news would be covering? Right? I mean, look, they need to get to the bottom of it. It's a very serious matter. Illicit drugs found. I heard it was in the library. I heard it was in other places at the White House. It can be zero tolerance, and they've got to get to the bottom of it. The American people deserve answers.
Okay, zero tolerance. Let's get to the bottom of it. The American people deserve it. That's very good for Mike Pence. He was also out on the campaign trail in Iowa, and he was accosted by a very articulate Trump supporter at a town hall and asking, did Mike Pence regret the fact, looking back, that he didn't do what Trump wanted him to do, which is, quote, to send the votes back to the states? He explained everything. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Michael Medved Show. I've been trying to follow all of the Republicans on the campaign trail, and at least two of the Democrats. I can't bring myself to follow Marianne Williamson, sorry. But Robert F. Kennedy is interesting. I think he's extremely negative in what he's offering the American people. He's interesting, and there are lots of Republicans who are very interesting. One of those who is most interesting is Mike Pence, because you would think that if anyone were thinking about a replacement for Donald Trump, it would be natural that Mike Pence, who was a very successful vice president, widely admired, widely accepted by every Republican, that Mike Pence would be the front runner right now. But he's not, and he's not because they are a lot of people who are big Trump supporters who believe that Mike Pence was a Judas figure, that he betrayed the political Messiah. And he was confronted at a town hall meeting in Iowa by a lady. You can tell she's a lady by her voice. You don't really see her. But she's very articulate, very passionate, big supporter of President Trump, and she identified herself as such. And she wanted to know a perfectly reasonable question. If facing one of the biggest challenges of his life, the question of either doing his constitutional duty, as it's spelled out pretty clearly in the Constitution, or remaining personally loyal to President Trump and doing something that was not constitutional, which was, quote, sending the votes back to the states, if Pence had any regrets about the way he handled the counting and certification of the Electoral College votes on January 6, 2021. Here's, first of all, the question, and then Mike Pence's answer. Listen, clip 7.
And all those wonderful things that you and Trump were doing together would be continuing, and this country would be on the right path. Do you ever second-guess yourself? That was a constitutional right that you had to send those votes back to the states. It was not like you were going to personally elect him. We all know by the number of votes that were there who won that election.
Well, let me speak to that.
History for this country.
Yeah, let me speak to the issue, because I think it's an issue that continues to be misunderstood. I know by God's grace I did exactly what the Constitution of the United States required of me that day.
Okay, and so what did the Constitution require of him on that day? Clip 8.
The Constitution of the United States, in Article 2, the job of the Vice President is to serve as the presiding officer in a joint session where you open and count the votes. Don't take my word for it. Go read the Constitution. Not really. I say this with great affection and respect. The Constitution is very clear. My job was to oversee the session of Congress where objections could be heard. And I made sure that objections would be recognized. So we would hear whatever evidence or whether debate there was. But the Constitution says you open and count the votes, no more, no less. The Constitution affords no authority for the Vice President or anyone else to reject votes or return votes to the states.
Okay. It's incredibly clear. And by the way, one of the things that that Pence did is he put out a page and a half letter citing the Constitution very clearly that he had no right as vice president to say, no, I don't accept this vote. And the idea that after he wouldn't accept it, after there had been recounts and there had been lawsuits, some 60 lawsuits, really, I mean, amazing. And then there was another item, and this was another candidate for president, Ron DeSantis. He was asked about January 6th, and he gave an answer that I think is highly forgettable, but there was a response to his answer from another candidate that's unforgettable. Here's the forgettable response, clip 3.
I wasn't anywhere near Washington that day. I have nothing to do with what happened that day. Obviously, I didn't enjoy seeing, you know, what would happen. But we've got to go forward on this stuff. We cannot be looking backwards and be mired in the past.
Okay. Chris Christie was asked about that. And here was his response on CNN. Listen.
He wasn't anywhere near Washington. Did he have a TV? Was he alive that day? Did he see what was going on? I mean, that's one of the most ridiculous answers I've heard in this race so far. You don't have an opinion about January 6th, except to say, I didn't particularly enjoy what happened. People were killed.
That's exactly a strong statement.
People were killed, Caitlin, as you know, that day on Capitol Hill defending the Capitol. We had members of Congress who were running for their lives. We had people trying to hunt down the Vice President of the United States chanting, hang Mike Pence. And Donald Trump the entire time sat outside the Oval Office in that little dining room of his, eating a well-done cheeseburger and watching TV and doing nothing to stop what was going on until it got to the point where even he could no longer stand it. And he finally at 4 something in the afternoon put out a video asking people to leave the Capitol. And Ron DeSantis doesn't have any opinion on that?
That's actually, it seems to me, a fairly commanding. This is why people look forward to seeing Chris Christie on the debate stage, and why probably he will get there, and Trump may decide not to show up. Another candidate who has been fairly fearless in telling people the truth, even if they may not like to hear some of it, is Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, former federal prosecutor, a 3-term congressman. Here is Asa Hutchinson on why, despite the fact that he's 72 years old, he still thinks he's youthful enough to be president. This is clip 17.
Well, you know, everybody's in a different circumstance, but I don't know about you, but I played basketball last week. I still play full court basketball, and so you know, there's I've been blessed with good health. Now it's also a question of what the alternatives are. Whenever you look at Donald Trump and you look at Joseph Biden, I'm bringing youthful vigor to the campaign, and so it's young in perspective.
Okay, that seems to me to be entirely true. There was also another statement by Ron DeSantis, who celebrated the Supreme Court not just for ending discrimination by colleges and universities based on race, but saying this about corporate America. Clip 6.
Well, I think the idea that we should treat students based on race rather than merit violates the law and the Constitution. In Florida, we don't have that. We have colorblind admissions,
right,
and that works very well, and it's fair. And we also say, because we understand some schools may be better than others, if you finish in the top 10% of your class in high school, you can get into a Florida university, and we'll make sure you have a spot for that. But we're not divvying up on the basis of race, and I think that that's important. So I think it was a good ruling. Now, in Florida, we've gone even farther with our universities because, yes, we don't have race-based admissions, but we actually eliminated this whole idea of DEI. They say it's diversity, equity, and inclusion. In reality, it's ideology being imposed on the institution, and it's really division, exclusion, and indoctrination the way it's done. We don't think that that has a part in our public institution, so we nixed it.
Okay, it's going to be much tougher to try to nix it nationwide. Though, when he talks about diversity, exclusion, and integration, the emphasis on race-first evaluations of Americans, he's right, of course, to express impatience and disgust with that approach. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's happening with the Hispanic vote. A major piece in the Washington Post about, yeah, it's true, the evidence shows Hispanics are moving Republican. Why and what can be done to encourage that move? We'll talk about that with Ruben Navarrete and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.